Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fornales. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Fornales. And now, play ball. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Caffey moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Caffey moves to third. Avila moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Malzone reaches third base with a triple. Klaus scores. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte takes first base on ball four. Jensen moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone scores. Jensen scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish takes first base on ball 4. Stan Pichula pinch runs for Cal McLish. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Caffey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Pichula moves to second. Rudy Minarsin now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strickland tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Indians 8, Red Sox, 8. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Vito Valentinity. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Caffey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strickland scores. It's 9-8, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Rudy Minarsin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minarsin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. There goes Minarsin trying to get to home. Woodling throws the ball into Carrasquel, who relays the ball to Brown, who tags Minarsin, who came all the way from first, for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 9, Red Sox, 9. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett strikes out. There goes Jensen. The throw from Brown to second, and Jensen is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Ike DeLock now pitching. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Caffey hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Brown scores. Strickland moves to third. Caffey moves to second. It's 10-9, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Daly reaches second base with a double. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Daly moves to third. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 7 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aguirre. Vernon moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Bob Alexander now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Malzone scores. Jensen goes all the way around to score. It's 12-10, Red Sox. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Daly is walked intentionally. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeLock strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon is hit by the pitch. Klaus moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-10, Red Sox. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Caffey hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Avila strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeLock hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive towards third. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 10. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 7 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.